just from a NFL player standpoint, and beyond that, I mean, he's just total package. I mean, it's very professional, high character. Sometimes you have superstar players that are top of their game that, you know, there's a sense of entitlement, or they don't practice as hard, and that's, he's the exact opposite of that. I mean, we give him a day off, but it's like we protecting him from himself. He'd want to go, but he's, to me, that's you got a special guy when one of your best players is also one of your best examples and your best worker. So it's not a surprise to me that that you guys saw that too. Hawkins is a guy that another guy that we have to pull him out at times because he just works so hard. Joe already mentioned Petonio is a guy that we've been very impressed with. Again, if you spend some time around us and don't have a roster and don't know who is who, you'd never think that this was his first year in the NFL. Also not coming from a huge college program too. So he's been great for us. Greco is another guy put in that category. Jim Dre, just goes out and just never says, I mean, you think he's on a budget for words for the year. I mean, he says nothing. And all he does is go out and do everything we ask and then some. Kitch on defense is a guy that great work ethic. Just wants to get better, has shown improvement through the year. Another obvious one is Craig Robertson. We already talked about that when he's, received the Man of the Year award. But his level of play this year, I mean, a guy that's bought into what we're doing and, very coachable. And you could see the difference. Again, I didn't study him too much from last year's tape, but you could see just a big improvement in his approach to the game, how hard he works. It's a lot of guys. I mean, Joe Hayden's been great for us. Pierre Desir is a good example I talked about, just kind of, given a set of circumstances where it was, hey, you're going to redshirt, and then all he's done is work and found himself on the field and found himself being productive. Jim Leonard, I mean, it's, don't, as we always say, don't let the looks fool you. He's just a guy that's consummate professional on and off the field. So, I mean, there's a bunch more I could bore you. It's tough for me to really reflect back on that now. I mean, we got two left and none more. And I said it the other day, none more important than this one. So I don't want to get in the mode where it's not time for reflection yet. I have plenty of time when we're done to do that. And we will do a very detailed, whether it's self-assessment, self-scout, audit, when we're done, and just look back and evaluate everything with this program from A to Z. I'll look at myself and ask for feedback from people as well that I'm close to, that I trust, on, hey, what did we do well as a program? What did we not do well? But that's all stuff for postseason that we'll be able to pour through that information when we get it and act on it accordingly. But our primary concern now is Carolina. Well, I just think when you get in coach mode, that it's each week is a new challenge, and it's you get what's thrown on the table. Here's what's available to me, and I got to find a way to take what we have, and look at what challenges the opponent presents, and you formulate a plan to be successful, and when that week. You go through that week. You go out, give the best effort you can, and then you're on. Then you're on to the next one. And then, like I said, then when it's, there'll be a time and a place to look back on all of it and deal with more of the big picture stuff. But same answer as the run defense being inconsistent. It's little things. Sometimes it's matchups that you look at. A lot of plays we're close on, and the difference between a successful run and an unsuccessful one sometimes is an inch or two. Or it's a click, a tenth of a second or two, not recognizing something soon enough, or so many plays are close and you just got to get to the point where you get that. It's a subtle difference. It doesn't take much to get some of those plays flipped that you have a 1 yard run that was real close to being out the gate, and that makes a huge difference in a game. All of a sudden, you stack a couple of those. Some of those go your way, and the results are much different. There's some to it that there is a learning process for them. Certainly, with the scheme that these guys are not familiar with, that it's all learning for them. And as I've said a bunch of times, that there's no simulated as best you can in practice, as best you can in preseason games, but there's just no substitute for it, and that's hard when you want results, you want instant results, but there's also you don't want any quick fixes. You don't want to let's change because of what we know. Let's make sure that we're building the structure to be solid for years to come. It's not as much. Glenn, because Glenn did a good job for us on special teams. We were very impressed with Sean when he came in here, Sean Drawn, that I think he brought a different skill set, a different mentality to that. And when we make that judgment each week of hey, who are the three guys that we went up, that, you know, that's been the answer each time. But Glenn is a guy that we think has a bright future in this league. It just hasn't worked out for him yet that he's been out there on offense and gotten touches. It's a variety of things. I think it's that could be the case. Sometimes you have guys, you'll watch plays and you'll have three or four guys get a minus, but it didn't impact the play, or somebody just made such an extraordinary play you were able to overcome it. Same with defensively, you'll have games where you have guys that aren't playing well, or getting minuses on plays, but it didn't affect it and the defense was still effective. Or you could have, we've had instances where you got 10 guys doing their job. And they found the one that wasn't, and it ended up in a big play. So, there's some luck involved, but obviously as coaches, you want as many of your guys as possible doing their job each play. And so I said it a lot, that it's them against the grade sheet. Go ahead and get a plus. Do your job. Good things will happen. Yeah, I don't have acceptable numbers for penalties. I mean, each one is – hey, if you have a guy that's beat for a touchdown and he grabs a guy or he takes a PI, I mean, that's something that you'd be willing to live with. You look at each one. Could it have been avoided? And we have our interaction with the league with the very private behind the scenes interaction where we submit calls that we think are, it's not to complain. To me, it's more of how do we teach our guys better when you're getting an illegal contact, or can you please clarify, or sometimes you want, it's professional development for the referees as well. Like, hey, listen, we think this was this, please clarify. And I think I think Dean Blandino has done an outstanding job with just being very open and honest with us. And they admit when mistakes are made and they help us coach, and he sends out a video each week. It's usually, you know, 10, 12 minutes long, very detailed plays from around the league. And a lot of times I'll take that information, pass it right along to the team. So I think it's a process, that's a good one that I think it, you know, the league, we're doing it the right way.